Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Chavtes, Simon Beis. Now the Chayadim continues and talks about at the end. The Shmoneh Esrei. What about the pasuk of Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi? The pasuk of Yiyu L'Ratzon at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei, he does not have to say. He has to say Hashem Tzvosai, but he does not need to say Yiyu L'Ratzon. Why? Shrei Yomer Bekadosh Tizkabel Tzloson. He will say the Kaddish at the end of Shacharis and Mincha, and in that way he will ask that Hashem should accept the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, which is basically the Bakash of Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi, that Hashem should accept his tefillahs. So there's no need to say the pasuk of Yiyu L'Ratzon is going to be said in Kaddish Yizkabel. Even though it's not required, it is appropriate to say it still. The Mishnah Berurah actually brings from the Shloah that one should say it. It's not just appropriate, but the person should say is required to say it. And the Gra says that the Divrei HaShloah Iker, the Shulchan Aruch says you do not need to say it, but the Shloah says you do need to say it, and the Gra says that Divrei HaShloah Iker, that the person should, the Kazan should say the Pasuk of Yiyu L'Ratzon Imrefi, Meikir Adin. Now, even if you argue that the Chazan does not need to say it, it would seem to me in a scenario where sometimes you have a situation where you have multiple Avelim and one person will daven Chazar Sashatz till, say by Shachar, he will daven Chazar Sashatz, and then through Tachanun, and then through the Chatzi Kaddish afterwards, and then somebody else will take over for Asher Yuval Tzion. So it comes out that the second chazan is the one who says Tiskabel, not the chazan who daven Chazar Sashatz. So in that situation, it would seem to me that the logic is that he would need, that chazan would need to say Yiyu L'Ratzon according to everybody, because he's not going to be saying Tiskabel Tzloso. Elamai, you could argue, well, he can rely on what the chazan says, so then everybody in the whole shul could, why did they say Yiyu L'Ratzon in the Shmoneh Esrei? They can rely on the Tiskabel Tzloson, which is said by the Chazan. The answer is because they're not saying it, only the Chazan is saying it. The people, they're listening and they're saying Amen, it's not the same thing as saying it. So the same thing over here. Another point in regards to that situation where the Chazan switches, there's a discussion in Halacha in regards to taking three steps back. Does the Chazan need to take three steps back? And again, you find the Mikra, then he does not need to take three steps back because he can rely on the three steps he takes back at the end of Kaddish Tiskabel. So in a scenario where they're switching Chazanim and the Shatz, who daven Chazar Sashatz, is not the one who's going to be, they're going to switch by Asher Levitzion, so the second Chazan is going to say the Kaddish Tiskabel and take the three steps back, and not the first Chazan. So in that situation, the first Chazan needs to take three steps back. Now the question is, when should he do it? He can do it right at the end of Shmoneh Esrei. He finishes Shmoneh Esrei, then he takes three steps back. He does not need to bow, he does not need to say Oseh Shalom, he just needs to take the three steps back. And then he takes three steps forward. Alternatively, he could do it after the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, that he says after Tachanun. This way, immediately after Shmoneh Esrei, they will go straight into Tachanun, which we've discussed in other scenarios, other times, that is appropriate. There should not be a hefsek between Shmoneh Esrei and Tachanun. Tachanun is considered an extension of the tefillah. And then, he will, after finishing the Tachanun, and saying the Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish, he will take three steps back. So Rabbi Yashu says that's the appropriate time, that the Chazan should take the three steps back after the Chatzi Kaddish, and then the second Chazan will take over and start Ashrei. But in a scenario, now one last thing the Mishnah Berurah points out, that since the Tiskabel Tzloson, which he's going to say at the end of the Kaddish Tiskabel, is going back on Chazar Sashat, he should not talk. The Chazan should not talk from the time he finishes Chazar Sashatz until after Kaddish Tiskabel. If he ends, if he's the gabbai as well, he can do what is necessary to be a gabbai, to call up aliyahs, etc. But he should not be doing anything else. He can learn, but learn. He can daven as well, because that's inyan of tefillah. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is on record that even though he can daven, then he should not learn even. Ad kadei kach, he should not be a hefsek. But if he says yidu ratzon, and he takes the 3 steps back, it would seem to me that it's not as much of an issue. But even so, it should be clear that the Tizkabel Tzolosan is going back on the Shemoneh Esrei. It's preferable not to be mafsik in that situation. But if a person has not said Yidur Otsun and not taken 3 steps back, then it would be a chiyuv that he should not talk from after Chazar Shashatz until after Kaddish Tizkabel. Have a good day.